Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the conversation, I'm chatting with Nicole Winans, active transportation planner with Fairfax County's Department of Transportation. She's here to tell us about the active Fairfax Transportation Plan that promotes bikeway and trail network routes and amenities, pedestrian accommodations, a whole lot more. Nicole, thanks for being on the County Conversation Podcast with us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Before we get going, a little twinge of an accent. I always hate to point those things out, but I don't think you're from Northern Virginia.
I am originally from Germany, but I've been in Fairfax County for 15 years.
Oh, okay. Almost a native then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. I love the accent, by the way. Sorry for that. Before we dive into our conversation, maybe you could just explain to me and our listeners what is meant by active transportation?
Sure. So active transportation includes any form of mostly human-powered, self-propelled travel. Hmm. So that includes walking, biking, rolling with a scooter, for example, but also hiking. Or even riding a horse, so it has a pretty wide definition. And it can be including travel for transportation purposes to get from A to B, or for recreational purposes, just to go out for a walk or a hike, and that would all fall under active transportation. And there's one exception to the fully self-propelled. It's also including electric assist vehicles such as an e-bike or an e-scooter, as well as an electric wheelchair.
Okay. So those are included?
Those are included in the definition, yeah.
Okay. So the Department of Transportation for Fairfax County is more than just planning for buses. I mean, that's what it sounds like, right?
Correct, yes. So active transportation users are very important to the department. So we are working hard to improve the active transportation facilities in the county, which include sidewalks, crosswalks, trails, but also bike facilities such as bike lanes.
Maybe I'm a little out of the know, but when did this term active transportation come about and this active transportation, I don't want to say movement, but program or emphasis on the other parts of transportation that I wouldn't think, I would think of, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a very good question, because Fairfax County developed largely during a time when the primary focus of transportation planning was on moving vehicles, because we are a suburb of Washington, D.C. We do have a robust transit system, and it has been in development for a long time, but then we had to, make sure people get to those transit facilities. Of course, to work. And that's why a lot of our roads were actually built without sidewalks or bikeways. So we particularly see that in the areas around the Beltway. Those were built at a time where, it was just not a common thing to do. The newer suburbs out in Chantilly and that general area, Reston, you see a lot more trails. So we have over 500 miles of trails in the county, and those can be used for the most part by bikes and pedestrians. I would say in the past 15 years, the interest in accommodating active transportation users has definitely increased. Right. It started with pedestrians because people wanted to get around without a car, and they wanted to try to walk to the bus stop or the kids walking to school. And it was just not safe and many of the roads because there wasn't infrastructure in place. So now we are, of course, working on retrofitting, which is very expensive and very complicated. So it will take a long time to really retrofit our transportation system everywhere in the county to provide safe facilities for pedestrians and bikes as well. So bikes are a newer addition.
Right.
So those are, I would say, maybe the last 10 years that bicyclists were seen as having the need for a separate facility. Before that, the common practice was to share the road. Cyclists were treated as a vehicle, and that's still reflected in our laws today. We realized only few people would actually dare to to bike on streets, and that a bike lane or a specific facility that's separated from traffic would appeal to a lot more people. Yeah. And that's where we are today, trying to build those facilities for pedestrian and bikes in order to just provide the opportunity for everyone to choose whatever mode of transportation they would like to get around the county.
Yeah, whatever form they want to use, you want to try to make it available to them and encompass within the whole system.
Correct.
Yeah. So what is exactly the active Fairfax Transportation Plan's main objective or purpose?
So the purpose is to update our current comprehensive planning guidance for active transportation. So we have a countywide trails plan that has been around for quite a while. It was first adopted in 1976, and it planned or envisioned a trail network throughout the entire county. And that's why we have so many trails today. Mm-hmm. But at this point, of course, it's outdated. It has been updated here and there, but it has not been fully vetted and updated in a long time. So that is one of the primary goals. And then second year, we have a bicycle master plan that was adopted in 2014. And the best practices on bicycle accommodations has actually changed. So I was speaking earlier about how bikes were first seen as just a vehicle and they're on the road. The next step was to realize, okay, well, maybe bike lanes are a good thing to have. Mm-hmm. So during that time in 2014, bike lanes were the gold standard. And that has changed since. So now we know the majority of the population would prefer to be off street or physically separated from vehicles. So a bike lane is not enough. So now we have to update that master plan, but having two separate plans for off-street facilities, it can be confusing and it's not necessary. So we are combining both of these plans into one, which is the primary objective.
Okay. I would think that was a kind of a huge undertaking to combine these two plans.
Yes. That's a lot of data to line up and work through. And we also wanted to vet all the planned routes that were in the current comprehensive plan, because right. Some of them are now precluded by, you know, a neighborhood that was built in the place. Like, we can't build a trail anymore. So taking those off, we did an environmental review to make sure that the trails that were on the plan are actually, viable and feasible and do not cause environmental harm. So those were reviewed by our specialists in the stormwater planning and park authority to give it another look to make sure, we don't have trails or routes on the plan that we cannot build in the future.
So multi-agencies are looking at this effort.
Yes, this is a very collaborative process. So we're working with the Park Authority, as I mentioned, as well as the Department of Planning and Development, the Health Department. We're working with Neighborhood and Community Services, because we do have a specific focus on equity, in particular serving neighborhoods where there's a greater need for safe access to active transportation facilities. Folks that may not have access to a car need to get to where they need to go on a daily basis without a car. So making sure those areas are well planned for active transportation. So there's definitely a lot to consider across multiple agencies. And we meet monthly to coordinate and have working groups set up to talk about specific issues.
All right. Okay. Let me make sure I understand. So we're broad picture, we're talking about the county's comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be updated. But you're looking at the trails plan and the bicycle master plan. So there's like three plans, it sounds like to me. So you've got the trails plan, the bike plan, and you've got a comprehensive plan. So am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, it's very complicated. Okay. So there are actually a lot of different comprehensive planning areas that are affected by this effort. So both of these plans, the bike plan and the trails plan, mm-hmm. are included in the comprehensive plan. Those are the plan maps.
Okay.
But there's also a segment in the policy plan of the comprehensive plan that focuses on the topic of transportation. Mm-hmm. Actually, the entire policy document that was part of the bicycle master plan development is actually attached to that policy plan as well. Mm-hmm. And to complicate matters, there are actually more plans that are affected by this. So each special area in Fairfax County, those are the activity centers such as Reston, Tyson's, Annandale, those kind of commercial mixed-use areas, they have their own plan. Mm. Those are called special area plans, and they are in the comprehensive plan, and they also provide guidance on active transportation facilities. And all those plans don't necessarily talk to each other.
Right, right.
So we try to kind of put all everything together and have basically one place to go to, which makes it a lot easier for our residents as well as planners and developers to fully understand what facility should go where and why. So in addition to the comprehensive planning guidance that we're working on, we are also developing a active transportation toolkit. That's not a comprehensive planning document. It's just a guidance document that includes best practices and references to design standards that should help practitioners and planners to understand, you know, the vision of the network better and provide guidance on how to design the facilities. Because even if there's a specific facility like a trail that's in the comprehensive plan, there are so many ways of designing it.
Right.
So to have that additional information available and not just rely on staff, that should be helpful in helping with implementation in the future.
Yeah. You mentioned, I think you said like a place to go find all this information. So I think that's a great time for you to plug. Where can our listeners right now find out more information about what you're talking about, the Active Fairfax Transportation Plan? Is there a website, web page, email, telephone? How can we learn more?
Sure. So the project has a website, and it's located at fairfaxcounty.gov/transportation. And from there, the easiest way to find it is to search for Active Fairfax. You can also use your favorite search engine. If you type in Active Fairfax, it will get you to the right page.
Right.
And that's where the project documents are, as well as the information how to get engaged. So we are going to start our engagement process where we release a lot of the draft information for the network plan, but also the toolkit in August. And the engagement period will run through December.
Okay.
There will be 12 public meetings throughout September where we introduce the plan, and folks are invited to come look at the maps and speak with the project team to ask specific questions. And then we'll have virtual meetings in November as well, including one Spanish language meeting.
Okay.
To talk about the project.
So again, just fairfaxcounty.gov and search Active Fairfax Transportation Plan. I'm also correct, there's an email and telephone number we can use. So I'll mention those. I just want to make sure it was okay.
Thank you.
Email activefairfax@fairfaxcounty.gov or just call 703-877-5600. That's activefairfax@fairfaxcounty.gov or 703-877-5600. Or again, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov and search Active Fairfax Transportation Plan. We are talking with Nicole Winans. She is Active Transportation Planner with Fairfax County's Department of Transportation. Right before I did our little break here to let everybody know who I was talking with, you mentioned the engagement period that's starting in August. We are talking here in August, but it's going for the remainder of the year, 2024. You kind of hit some of the highlights. Tell me a little bit more about this engagement period. What's the purpose? I mean, I think I know what the purpose is. You want to hear from users of the system, but what are you hoping to glean from it?
Sure. Very good question. So one of the key documents we're going to show to the public as part of this engagement period is the draft network. It's an interactive map that the community can use to learn more about what type of facilities and what type of routes are proposed and near the neighborhood or where they would like to go. And the community is invited to provide comments directly on the map. There will be a comment field to leave any sort of information that seems relevant. You know, oh, maybe we missed a connection to a school or other destination that the community member would like to see, or we are proposing a bike facility that may need to be improved to a safer facility, like a protected facility. The community knows their neighborhood and their roads best. Sure. So we're looking at data, and of course we know the county, but we don't know it as well as people know their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So having that insider information provided to the project team will make the plan better in the future. We also have a survey that will be available for specific questions on the type of active transportation facilities that are included in this plan. There are a few new facilities, such as the Neighborhood Greenway, which is an enhanced neighborhood route that does not necessarily include the typical facilities, but enhance a shared street. And we have a lot of very walkable and bikeable neighborhoods that don't need much. So we would like to gather feedback on some of those new introductions to Fairfax County active transportation planning as part of this. And, you know, of course, in general, like what are active transportation related concerns? What would people like to see the county work on to improve access and safety and comfort of active transportation facilities?
All right. So I assume on this webpage, everybody can keep up with all of the progress and the meeting dates and those kind of things?
Yes, all the meeting dates and locations will be listed on the website. And the links to join the virtual meetings, the survey is included, as well as all the draft documents that are available for review.
Okay. So after you get all this data, and then it's time to take that data and figure out what to do and make a plan or combine plans, what kind of time frame are we talking about here?
So once the public review period closes at the end of December, and we will take all the information back and update the plan accordingly with all the great information we're getting. And we will wrap up the project with a final report that will take a couple months. So we're probably looking at mid-2025 to have this particular project concluded.
Okay.
The next step will be to actually start the comprehensive plan amendment process, which is another phase, basically an added step that will start to happen after this project is concluded.
So from now, as we're speaking, probably at least a year, if not two or more, before we'll see any real results from the active transportation plan updates. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. So unfortunately, comprehensive planning does take a long time.
Right.
So the comprehensive plan amendment phase will likely take another year. So we will be looking at 2026 to have this updated plan become the law of the land, the policy that will be applied as part of infrastructure improvements and development.
You got to start somewhere. What are your thinking? What are your thinking the expected benefits from residents are going to be from this active transportation plan when it's fully implemented?
Right, that's a very good question. So I should mention that this is a visionary planning effort, so there's no implementation plan attached to it. So.
Okay.
But it's important that when funding becomes available to improve our active transportation infrastructure, that we do it right. So we need to have the right plans in place. But the need is great, and this is a very big county, especially from an active transportation scale. So it will definitely take a very long time. But once funding becomes available for the project, it usually takes about 5 years for it to be implemented through the public process. Development sometimes can do it quicker, but that's more piecemeal. It's just their frontage that gets improved. The capital projects can do entire corridors, but it does take a long time to design and then construct the project.
Right. With any transportation project, I'm assuming it's not an overnight deal. I mean, this is going to be a lengthy process, and you're starting with the active Fairfax transportation plan and trying to figure out the planning and getting community engagement and feedback to try to make it the best you can going forward.
Yes, and we also hope to do some interim improvements in the future. Mm-hmm. So there are some options to more quickly enhance, for example, a crosswalk or a bike lane that Right now, it's a buffered bike lane. Right. In some places, we could add flex posts to provide a vertical element between the vehicles and the bikes. Those kind of efforts go a lot quicker, but we're still piloting some of those because I should mention that Fairfax County doesn't own the roads. They're maintained by the state, so we need to get all the state approvals and need to work through maintenance issues before we can proceed with those type of improvements. But it's definitely something we're interested in and working on in the future.
This is such a massive topic, and we've got like 20 minutes to talk about it. What have I not asked you, or what do you want listeners to take away from our conversation about the active Fairfax transportation plan?
That's a big question to ask. So I think
you've got a minute. No,
the biggest takeaway, I think, is that right now is a great opportunity as part of this engagement process to really learn about, you know, active transportation in Fairfax County, what the vision is, and how it really relates to your daily needs. You know, where do you need to go? Where do your children need to go? Where do your grandparents need to go? And how to do it safely in the future? And just getting the planning right so that we can, when we implement, that we can, you know, really serve everyone, no matter what age and what ability, to get around Fairfax County.
Okay. Well, again, if you want to keep up with the active transportation plan, you can email activefairfax@fairfaxcounty.gov, call 703-877-5600, or simply go to fairfaxcounty.gov and just search active Fairfax transportation plan. Nicole, thanks for being on the podcast today with us. Enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Wish we could have gone a little deeper, but, you know, time is not our friend here, as they say. Thank you again. Thanks to you for listening to the County Conversation. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.